Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's April 4th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Ricky Lima. Ricky is a comic book writer based in Ontario. He self-published the comic book series Black Hole Hunters Club and Deep Sea. His most recent graphic novel is Happily Ever After. I interviewed Ricky recently at Mississauga Comic Expo. During our chat, Ricky talked about one of his latest projects, the spring issue of Cauldron Magazine, and he also provided a sneak peek about his upcoming work entitled Undergrowth. Before we go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Newsarama recently interviewed writer Zach Thompson about how he coped with experiencing his father's stroke when he was only 9 years old. The result is The Replacer from Aftershock Comics, slated for release on April 24th. The book is described as a story of a young boy who believes his father has become possessed by a demon and has covered it up under the pretenses of having a stroke. Zach was quoted as saying, "This was a story I wanted to tell for a very long time, but I didn't know what form it was going to take. My father's stroke has colored my entire life, and it's taken time for me to even make sense of it myself." You can read more on Newsarama.com. Watt Culture published an article entitled 10 Modern Comic Book Runs Destined to Become Classics. The list includes Batgirl by Brendan Fletcher and Cameron Stewart, Ms. Marvel with art by Adrian Alfana and color artist Ian Hearing, and Saga with art by Fiona Staples. You can read more at WattCulture.com. CBC published an article featuring an interview with cartoonist Kate Beaton, but it wasn't about her drawings. For those who don't know, Kate is in her first months of pregnancy. The situation, according to CBC, is that the province of Nova Scotia doesn't offer some form of universal prenatal education. Kate was quoted as saying, "The government had programs for expectant mothers before, and then found really kind of funny excuses not to have them anymore, as in a lack of interest, which there totally isn't. There's all kinds of interest, but no program." You can read more on cbc.ca/news. The Hugo Award nominees were announced this week with a noteworthy addition. The list includes Saga, Volume 9, written by Brian K. Vaughan and art by Fiona Staples, nominated for Best Graphic Story. You can read more at thehugoawards.org. BlogTO published an article about the end of Toronto's most famous comic book series, The Pitiful Human Lizard by Jason Liu. Noting that the last print edition will be published at this year's Toronto Comic Arts Festival, taking place May 11th to 12th, the series was known for its depiction of Toronto's most iconic settings and characters. Jason was quoted as saying, "I'm wrapping up the series because I want to focus on other comic projects away from superheroes and maybe dive into horror again. I felt I've done almost enough with the Pitiful Human Lizard series in the last 5 years." You can read more at blogto.com/arts. On the calendar this weekend is Wizard World St. Louis Comic Con featuring Ty Templeton in St. Louis, Missouri. More details are available at wizardworld.com/comiccon/st-louis. And now, here's my chat with Ricky Lima.
Oh man, so much going on. Just released a new book called Undergrowth, and we just launched Cauldron number 2. Well, technically Cauldron Spring 2019. And yeah, it's been going really well. A lot of people have been responding pretty well.
Sorry, your title, Undergrowth, can you describe that to people who are not familiar with it?
Yeah, so Undergrowth is a book about giant robots and mental health. So the main characters within the first like 5 pages die. And they get brought back to life by the spirit of the earth to fight off these robots that are invading the planet. And so it kind of deals with like the trauma of dying and how people deal with trauma in general. So, you know, like one character is super angry. One is like really kind of liberated by it. The other one's numb to the whole thing. And it explores kind of like that idea while also having really cool giant robot battles, because who doesn't like that? Yeah, so it's just in its kind of infancy right now. Issue 1 is almost done. What we have now is like half of its completed art and half is thumbnails and stuff, and I thought it'd be pretty cool to release that. So, yeah.
Now, the other book that you've been participating in is Cauldron. You talked about Spring 2019 edition. Can you talk a little bit about what your contribution has been to that book?
Yeah, so I'm, I guess, co-creator with Sam and Shane. And I wrote a story in this one with Keith Gratchow called The Encroaching War. And so those two, The Encroaching War is an interesting one because Keith works, he wanted to, like, contribute to the writing, and I was totally open to that. So he kind of developed the world, and he developed the story, and then I provided the dialogue, which was really interesting. I never worked that way before. But it worked out pretty well, and I was, like, pretty happy with how the story turned out. And Keith is, like, you know, I don't know, he's like a comics-making machine. That guy just, like, pumps it out like crazy. So I was pretty lucky to work with Keith on that one.
I was talking earlier to Casey Parsons about the work that he's done in this, and he mentioned to me that there's going to be an art show coming up very soon to promote this. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what that's all about.
I have a pamphlet right here. It's the Seven Crows Tattoo presents the 2019 Cauldron Art Show. It's going to be Saturday, March 30th. And, yeah, we're going to have a bunch of art for sale. We're going to have comics for sale. There's going to be a keg there, I think, some food. So it's going to be a good time. You just come out, hang out, and do some Cauldron stuff.
That's cool. So it sounds like there's a progression of logic about these issues coming out. I see Spring 2019. Casey's alluded to something else down the road as a follow-up. Have you thought about what your contribution would be to that issue?
Yeah, like, so me, Shane, and Sam have been, like, kind of editors behind the whole thing. So I don't necessarily need a story in every single issue. So I think in issue 3 or fall 2019, I'll probably just take on a purely editorial role and work with an artist and writer team in order to make a new story for it. Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'll go in that one. And we're kind of avoiding the numbering system because sometimes, you know, numbering, you're like, well, okay, do I have to read number one to read number two? And it's like, with Cauldron, you don't. So by having Spring 2019, Spring 2028, or 2019, it's like, people are able to kind of just pick up whatever they want and read that, so it's good.
Now, for people who want more information about you or your work or for Cauldron, where do they recommend going?
Cauldron has a Facebook page. I believe it's Cauldron Magazine on Facebook. If you search that, you can find it. I personally have either my Instagram, king.k.rule, or Twitter's kingkrule, the same thing. And linepressonline.com is where I'm selling everything that I do. So far, Undergrowth's not on there yet, but I will put it up there. And Cauldron's not up there yet, but it will be up there, so you can check that out.
Thanks to Ricky for the chat. You can discover more about Ricky on Twitter at KingKRule and online at limepressonline.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at TrueNorthComics. Please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.